Something else that I really feel I need to share with you, but I'll just warn you, some of it is very, very disturbing. But if you don't hear it, then I don't know. All right, WMFO Medford, we are here at Tufts University, and it's straight up 4 o'clock here. This is The Voicemobile. I am your host, Joyce the Voice. So let's see now if it is allowing me to get this article. I just signed up for it, but maybe not. I'll just read you the headline. Hamas sexual violence, systematic and deliberate, during and after October 7th, new Israeli report says. Israel's Association of Rape Crisis Centers released a report based on testimonies, interviews, and other sources demonstrating Hamas's sexual violence was a clear operational strategy involving systematic targeted sexual abuse. It's absolutely horrible. So I don't think I'm going to have to sign up to get this article. I think I had it somewhere else in my, I just have to see now if I can find it. All right, well, I'm looking for that. There's some events coming up at Kehillat Yisrael, which might be of note. For 20s and 30s, there's going to be a learning with Yael Marans, Thursday evening, February 29th, Thursday at 7:30. She's going to lead in 4 classes that will challenge, excite, and nourish you. Classes will be held at KI, Kehillat Yisrael, 384 Harvard Street in Brookline. So the first, let's see, the first Thursday, February 24th, Context of the Kaddish, Part 1, looking at Marge Piercy and Leonard Cohen. That looks very interesting. So they have all these wonderful things going on. There's the Odessa Boys coming in, Julian Milkis and Maxim Lubarsky in concert, Thursday, February 29th at 7:30 to 9:45. And what else? Malava Malka coming up with Jacob's Ladder, not to be missed, Saturday, March 16th. So we have plenty of time to make plans. Doors open at 8 o'clock. It's at the CMT Sanctuary. That should be a lot of fun. And it's going to be with guest musicians Yoni Batat on oud and violin and Anat Hochberg on vocals, joining Jacob's Ladder. Two of the prominent contemporary Jewish artists revitalizing Mizrahi music and American Jewish culture and prayer. Their recent release, Kedma, the Rising Song Fugue Ensemble, features prominent Jewish collaborators Yosef Goldman and Joey Weissenberg. So, Jacob's Ladder, I've played them, and I'll play them later, is a band seeking to push the boundaries of contemporary Jewish music and traditional American roots music through Jewish communal singing and prayer. In melding these two identities, they tell their musical story through Eastern European, Ashkenazic, and Sephardic Jewish traditions, but also through their American heritage and its influence on their unique musical style. All right, so if you go to KI, you can get Congregation Kehillat Yisrael, K-E-H-I-L-L-I-A-T-A-T-H, Yisrael. All right, so I was hoping to see if I had gotten that article somewhere else. I'm going to go happily tomorrow to the Apple Cinema to go to see Bob Marley, One Love. I just saw something that said that his father was Jewish, so there's a Jewish connection there. Very interesting. Well, I'm not seeing what I was hoping to find. Let's see. Well, might be just as well. It's pretty difficult stuff to hear. So if I don't find it soon, we'll just go on with some music. I don't know. Trying to find things in the phone. I have so much stuff. I guess we all have a lot of stuff coming into our electronic devices, and yeah, it is hard to keep up with all of it. Oh, well, this is it. Yep, the article is from World Israel News. It's a different article than what I was going to share with you, but this is, all right, so it says sexual sadism. Hamas forced families to watch rapes of mothers and daughters at gunpoint. So let's see what they have to say. That might have been the article that I was, yeah. The first official report of its kind leaves no possibility of it being denied or ignored by the international community. By Batya Jerenberg of World Israeli News. So let me get rid of this one and this one. Okay. The evidence is clear that Hamas's sexual sadism during its October 7 invasion of Israel was a strategic choice, said an official report publicized Tuesday as the first of its kind. This was dated February 21st. The statement revealed that the terrorists even forced families to watch their horrific acts. The Association of Rape Crisis Centers in Israel studied dozens upon dozens of witnesses and survivor testimonies and interviews with rescuers and medical professionals who treated victims, some of which have not been made public. Its conclusion was unmistakable. The report, which will be submitted to the decision makers at the UN, leaves no possibility of it being denied or ignored, said Association Head Orit Soliciano. The terrorist organization Hamas has chosen to harm the state of Israel with two clear strategies, taking citizens hostage and sadistic sex crimes. The document describes how the terrorists raped men, women, and underage girls in group attacks, and one by one in their rampages through Gazan envelope kibbutzim, towns, and the Nova Music Festival near the border. Often the sexual violence was committed in front of the victim's spouses, family, or friends in a way designed to, quote, intensify the impact on the victims themselves and their environment, which was unable to prevent the harm being inflicted, said the report. In most cases, the victims were murdered after being raped, but some were murdered while the heinous acts were being perpetrated. The dead continued to be violated, with both women's and men's genitalia being horrifically mutilated in ways described in heart-wrenching detail in the report. The document also makes clear that the sexual violence is continuing even now against at least some of the 103 hostages still left alive in Hamas's captivity in the Gaza Strip. Many of the female abductees who were among the nearly 80 Israeli women and children released in a late November deal with Hamas have spoken out about the abuse they experienced. They likewise spoke of what they knew their Hamas captors were inflicting on their friends and have repeatedly stated that there is no doubt it is ongoing among those who were left behind. It is no longer possible to remain silent, Soliciano said with finality. We expect the international organization to take a clear position. It is impossible to stand on the sidelines. Remaining on the other side will be remembered as a historic stain on all those who chose to remain silent and deny the sexual crimes committed by Hamas. Many women groups have refused to condemn Hamas, even though Israeli accounts of the terrorists' deliberate use of sexual violence emerged early on in the war, sparked by the Hamas invasion, in which 1,200 people were massacred. These accounts were backed by investigative reports by such respected news organizations as the New York Times. Those that did speak out did so only after weeks or months of pressure by Jewish groups and prominent media personality. It's horrific. It's absolutely horrific. And, you know, people wonder why the state of Israel has to continue what it's doing to wipe out Hamas. I mean, really? You know? So, I don't know. I mean, it's just totally... All right, that's an article by Batya Jerenberg, World Israeli News. dated February 21st of this year.
Search years I'd like to get away, darling, somewhere alone with you. It could be oh so gay, darling. You need a laugh or two. A certain place I know, sweetheart, where funny people can have fun. That's where we two will go, baby, before you can count up one, two, three. Steeple, not a sign of people. Who wants people when the steeple bell says good night, sleep well? We'll thank that small hotel. We'll creep into our little shell and then we'll thank that small hotel together. Thank you.
that's the way it was. Happened so naturally, did not know it was love. The next thing I felt was you holding me close. What was I gonna do? I let myself go. And now we're flying through the stars. Hope this night will last forever. I've been waiting for you. It's been so long. Knew just what I would do when I heard your song. You filled my heart with bliss. Gave me freedom. You knew I could not resist. I needed someone. And now we're flying through the stars. Hope this night will last forever. Ain't nobody love me better. Makes me happy. Makes me feel this way. Time to come to bring you to me. I can't believe I'm the one. I was so lonely. I felt like no one could feel. I must be dreaming. I need this dream to be real. I need this feeling. Make my wish upon a star and hope this night will last forever.
Makes the daffodil, violet, the morning sky, red the rose, purple the night, brown the autumn leaves, blue, so blue, my heart.
That's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. Yes. guess the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grade. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Money, you've got lots of friends crowding round the door. Spending ends, they don't come no more. Rich relations give crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
God bless the child that's got his own.
Thank you.
Wow, such gorgeous playing. That was Bertrand Lawrence, St. Louis Blues, from a CD called Le Vieux Bleu. And before that, we heard Louis Armstrong, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, from the Louis Armstrong Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, 1923 to 1934. Before that, we heard Billie Holiday, God Bless the Child, from the same CD title. Ron Gill performing Multicolored Blue, a Billy Strayhorn composition. The Songs of Billy Strayhorn is the name of that CD. And then before that, let's see if I can get this to, okay. Rose Mallet, Ain't Nobody. And it's from her new CD called Dreams Realized. It's a wonderful CD. Regina Carter before that, There's a Small Hotel, a Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Haar composition. Her CD is called I'll Be Seeing You, A Sentimental Journey. Janie Barnett sang After You, Who, a Cole Porter tune. Under My Skin, Reimagine Cole Porter. She's going to be performing at the City Winery in Boston on Thursday, April 18th at 7:30. Tickets are on sale, and she's going to have a 7-piece orchestra with her. So, Americana Orchestra. It should be fabulous. I hope to go to that show. All right, so let's see. We heard Danny Green Trio before that. I Used to Hate the Blues. Altered Narratives. Altered Narratives is the name of that CD. And let's see, Shlomo Katz before that. I think I announced the other ones. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so we're running out of time, but I just want to mention something briefly off of this wonderful Israel 21st Century. Researchers develop world's first test tube testicles. Wow. So it could be a milestone in the study of sexual development disorder and male infertility research. So much incredible stuff, research being done in Israel. You can go to the Israel 21st Century to find out more about that story. Also, important announcement. Let me get my handy book here. This is the number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. The number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. A message from the public interest, in the public interest, from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, so that's, so I usually like to share something from the Psalms written, attributed to King David. This is Psalm 130. I'll read the English first, and then I'll read the Hebrew. A song of ascents from the depths. I called you, Hashem. O Lord, my Lord, hear my voice. May your ears be attentive to the sounds of my pleas. If you preserve iniquities, O God, my Lord, who could survive? For with you is forgiveness, that you may be feared. I put confidence in Hashem. My soul put confidence, and I hope for his word. I yearn for my Lord among those longing for the dawn, those longing for the dawn. Let Israel hope for Hashem, for with Hashem is kindness, and with him is abundant redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all its iniquities. Shir hamalos mima'amakim korasecha Adonoi. Adonoi shima v'choli tihena aznecha kashuvos l'kol ta'chanunai. Ima v'nos tishmayar Adonoi mi ya'amod ki mecha haslicha l'ma'an tivarei. Ki visi Adonoi, ki visa nafshi, velid varo chachalti. Nafshi l'Adonoi, mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonoi, ki im Adonoi chachesed, v'harbei imo fidus, v'hu yivde es Yisrael, mikol avanosav. Also we end, when we learn in the morning, this prayer, which goes like this. Our brothers, the entire family of Israel, who were delivered into distress and captivity, whether they are on sea or dry land. May the Omnipresent One have mercy on them and remove them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from subjugation to redemption, now, speedily, and soon. And let us say Amen. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim b'tzara, b'tzara uv'shivya, ha'omedim bein bayom uvein bayabasha. Hamakom yirachem, yirachem aleihem, v'yotziyem mitzara, lirvachom me'afel aliyora, u'mishibud legiula, hashta agala, u'vizman kori. And a little bit from Kol Chevra, the sixth Yortzeit issue. I think we might have time. Shlomo brought it down. This is by Shani Guess. Everyone has his or her own private world, the place where their truest self abides. Mine was condensed in a small pink book. At the time, I thought this was the prettiest book, and I placed all my writings there. Every poem I wrote was intimately saved and guarded by the cover of the book until I would gain the courage to travel along the paths of the past and feel again the plethora of emotions from joy to pain. Then, and then only, would I retrieve the words, which would in turn rejuvenate the secrets locked in the chambers of my heart. Many years since, in the present of today, I find myself a grown-up woman. The child of the past did not fade into oblivion. She is here in the heart of the wife and mother I have become. I visit those memories today as I reread the words I once wrote. I even let them out into the air, where the words can find new forms, the ears of friends, as they recollect the experiences we shared. The wings of the words can fly only to those near me, to those who share the significance of these utterances. That is the rule of nature. However, I met a different set of rules. Among the followers of of Shlomo, now my chevra, I met the man who became my husband. During our engagement, we went to meet my parents. We journeyed through my adolescence, both in space and time. During Shabbat, praying in my childhood shul, the congregation sang in beautiful harmony, songs that rang in my ears from years past. I never knew the origin of the songs, but their beauty overshadowed what seemed like petty details. My fiancé and I began a conversation regarding the Gunim composed by Reb Shlomo. A dispute erupted between us. He claimed Reb Shlomo authored the famed tune V'asher bara sason v'simcha. I could not accept it. The song had been part of my world forever. It must have existed since the beginning of time. I was so certain that I dared call him a liar. I was proven wrong. Today I know that even with the song's infinite life, Shlomo was truly the one who brought these notes down from heaven and gave them a form accessible to human ears. I can only begin to comprehend the greatness of Reb Shlomo. He shared his compositions with everyone. What power and vivacity they must possess to touch not only his own world and the worlds in proximity, but all the other many souls as well, even those that never heard his name. Today, as Adiv, my baby boy, thumps his little legs on my knees and I return his big hazel-eyed stare, I see Shlomo will reveal himself to my little infant. Adiv will surely know from where the rhythm arrives. My son will know Shlomo's name. Reb Shlomo is never gone, neither to me nor to Adiv. He is not even gone to those people who never knew his name. All right, well, we have time for a little bit of Shlomo. All right.
Call Hanishomo.